Good morning. How are you guys? Well, some of you know my friend Max. He's a wolf, and he can talk. But he's a nice guy. He won't hurt you. Well, so long as they don't try to hurt me. That's right. But you know who did? Who did what? Hurt me? No. What are you talking about? Yeah. The Coyote Brothers. You got into an argument with the Coyote Brothers. No. I bit them. Max, we've talked about biting. No. But this time it was okay. Max, I don't think it's ever okay to bite. No. They were hurting Sheldon. Oh, the Coyote Brothers were ganging up on Sheldon Hare. Yeah. And you came to Sheldon's rescue? Yeah. Max, you don't like Sheldon. I know. Okay, I'm really glad. I'm very proud of you that you helped Sheldon. So why though? I'm just wondering. Well, you know Harold. Yes, Harold Rabbit is your best friend, and Sheldon is his cousin. Yep, I know Sheldon. Sheldon is Harold's cousin. Well, I made a promise. I made a promise to Harold that I would make sure that Sheldon is safe. Oh, Max, that was a very nice thing to do. Yeah, well, he's still a jerk, Max. That's but that's a very nice thing that you did to help to be willing to look after Sheldon. And I'm surprised that you were able to take on all three Coyote Brothers. No. Walter came. Oh, Walter Bear. Yes, okay. Well, that was... And Doug. Walter and his friend Doug. Doug, who is not a bear and not a wolf, but you don't know what he is. He's big! Okay, all right. So Walter and Doug came, and the three of you helped keep Sheldon safe from the Coyote Brothers. Yeah. Well, you know what, Max? In the story that we just heard read to us from Genesis, in it, God makes a promise. It's called a covenant. God makes a promise to all the world and everything in it that God is never again going to destroy the world with a flood, just like, excuse me, hairball? No, it's not a hairball. You said it. No, I didn't. You said it. Just like you promised Harold that you were going to keep Sheldon safe, God, that's a promise. And God promised the world that God will never destroy the world again with the flood. And it's actually, in the gospel reading we're going to hear, we hear about how God helped keep, God through the Holy Spirit helped keep Jesus safe when Jesus was out in the wilderness. So, are you saying that I'm like God? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that like God, you kept your promise, and that's a really good thing. So tell you what, guys, I'm going to say a prayer. Would you fold your hands and listen while I pray? Lord, thank you that you have promised to always be with us. Thank you that you have promised to not destroy the world with a flood again. And help us, Lord, to remember that you are with us, not only when we're here in church, but when we're at home or at school, when we're by our friends, or when we're all alone. Help us to know that you are with us always. And we thank you and we love you. We pray this in your name. Amen.